It's time for your evening farm report here on KLGR. Let's take a look at how the markets ended the trading day. On the board of trade, May corn was a quarter cent high at 390 and three quarters. December new crop up a half at 407 and three quarters. May soybeans were up 1 3/4 at 1041 even. November new crop beans were 6 cents higher at 1036 even. Soybean meal for May, $3.20 lower at $370.40. July was down $2.80 at $372.50 per ton. Chicago wheat for May, 1.5 cents higher at the close, 490 and three quarters. New crop was up 1 3/4 at 523 and three quarters. Minneapolis wheat for May, 7.5 higher at 625 even. New crop was up 5 3/4 at 638 even. Kansas wheat for May, 1 3/4 cents higher at 522 and a quarter. New crop up 1 3/4 cents at 556 even. Oats for May, a quarter cent higher at the close, 262 and three quarters, while new crop was up 2 1/4 cents at 264 even. Taking a look at the Merck live cattle for April, we're down $1.57 at 121.55. June down $1.02 at 113.27. Feeder cattle for March, 35 cents lower at 142.17. The April down 57 cents at 142.57. Lean hogs for April, 17 cents lower at 67.67. And May was down 77 cents at 71.22. Taking a look at a little farm news to wrap up the evening farm report. Christine Snowden of Iowa is one of the 2018 pig farmers of tomorrow. Snowden has a diverse background but is fully committed to the swine industry.
I am originally from Johnstown, Ohio. I moved out to Audubon, Iowa for my career path in swine. So I kind of fell in love with pigs when I was in 4-H, and just moving through that process and getting to raise those animals, I chose a education in that at Ohio State in animal sciences, really focusing on swine. And then when it was time to get a career, I chose to start working with AMBC as a person inside their sow farms. So I started in their leadership development program, and now I have graduated out of that program, and I am an assistant farrowing manager at a 6,200-head sow farm.
Snowden has an important story to tell.
Especially for my generation, in getting to know where your food comes from, because we are so removed from the farm, unfortunately, just making sure that they know that my career is just as rewarding a career path, and I also get to work with animals every day, and I get to have the sense of pride knowing that I am putting a safe product on the plate of consumers, and they get to enjoy that every day.
The Ohio native appreciates her collegiate training and the hands-on experience she has gained on the farm.
You get that technical learning at school and get to learn different stuff, but then you get the hands-on and get to put what you learned in the classroom into my everyday. Like, I still talk to my advisor. I was lucky enough to have this swine professor as my advisor at Ohio State, and every day he's like, okay, that's cool. Like, now I get to tell my students that you experience what we talked about. And I think for some people, they think that in my generation, we think of ourselves as, okay, I got this college education, now I want this huge job, instead of taking a step back and really getting to see it firsthand and work inside of a sow farm and getting to see those piglets and then moving our way up, even though we have that educational background.
For more information, producers can contact the Pork Checkoff Service Center. Go to pork.org or call 800-456-PORK. That's a check of the evening farm report here on KLGR. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning.